when the Welt says Parshas Vayero, what is not written in the Parsha, that in the end of last Parsha it says Moshe Rabbeinu comes with his wife. It's a whole story with the baby. The Malach wants to kill him. She makes a bris milah. A ganze meise. Then the Parsha finishes. We go to Vayero, boy, b'shalach, and then we start Parshas Yisroi. Hine, choyslecho Yisro, boylecho, v'ishtecho, v'shtei bonecho. She came with Moshe to Mitzrayim. How she fell back? To Midian. At the end of Parshas Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming with his wife. Then, in the middle of Parshas Yisro, she comes again. So Chazal bring down, Rashmi's down a Chazal, that Aaron HaKohen told Moshe, to where are you bringing her? He said to Mitzrayim. He told her, Al Rishonim anu Mitztarim. We are busy now to take everyone out of Mitzrayim. You're bringing two more people in? Everyone is trying to get out of Mitzrayim. Al Rishonim anu Mitztarim. Sholcho lebeis avir. So he sent her to beis avir. And then in Parshas Yisroi, she came. So the shaila is, so what's the given to have him in the Moshe Rabbeinu? So one vote, the Welt says, he wanted to prove to Klal Yisrael that he believes that he's going to take everyone out. If he's bringing his wife in, for sure he's really truth at what he's going to say, that everyone is going out. So he's taking a chance to bring his wife in. If he's taking a chance to bring his wife in, so al kochoch, he believes that he could go out. Adar Zogin, he wanted to show her the Geula. Instead of telling Yisroi the whole story, he wanted his Rebbetzin to see the ganze Geula. But in Brisk, they say, as Chayav Odom Liroi says, Atzmoi ki'ilu hu yotzom in Mitzrayim. That's in the Iker Avoid of these Parshiyos is, a person has to feel ki'ilu he was Duch Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Emunah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Sheirish of the Emunah of Klal Yisrael. And every person in the Seder has to feel ki'ilu Atzmoi yotzom in Mitzrayim. So if the real madrega is kiilu hu atzma yotzma Mitzrayim, the right thing is, if someone has an option, is to go into Mitzrayim and to go out. Das ist der richtige Weg, to come to the Geula of Mitzrayim. To go into Mitzrayim and to go out of Mitzrayim. So b'meila, she was planning to come in. Then the Pasuk says, Lochen emoir libnei Yisrael ani Hashem, v'oitzeisi esrem mitachas sibleis Mitzrayim, ויצלתי אסכם מאבידוסם וגואלתי אסכם ולוקחתם אויסי אסכם לי לאום והבאיסי אסכם אל האורץ. So we have four or five לשיינה של גאולה. פרק בו פוסוק וו. הויצאיסי, הצלתי, גואלתי, then לוקחתי, and then והבאיסי. Rashi in the beginning, and Arba Psochim brings down Arba Koises Shel Yain Keneged Arba Lashoynes Shel Geula. And the Ve'evesi, we call it Koises Shel Elio. Why? Because the Ve'evesi really didn't happen then, and it's really Merames Lasid Lovoy. The real Ve'evesi, V'yitzeisi V'lokachti V'galti, happened now forever. The Ve'evesi is also now, but Be'etzem it's Be'ikar Lasid Lovoy. The Gemara says that Ha'oimer Eintchi Asameisim In Ateira Reza Apikoyres, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the Oves to bring them down to Eretz Yisrael, and when it be Niskayim, it be Niskayim Lossid Lovay in the Ve'evesi. More or less out from here, HaOmer Enat Chesameis Min HaTeira Reza Apikoyres. So this is the Koish of Elio, it's Ve'evesi. You don't drink it. We didn't pass it yet, really. We're missing it yet. We put it on the table. It's going to Lossid Lovay. The fourth Nashayna Shel Geul. So they are the Mefarshim asked that Rashi, and of Kufches and Psochim, the Sugi of Anoshim Ayu Chayovim be Arba Koises. Rashi says Arba Koises Keneged the Sholosh Koises that are brought down by Saramashkim, that he had Sholosh Koises of Yain in his hands. Keneged Sholosh Koises Shabiyad, it says four times Koises. So the shaila is, mitzad echad steht arba koises shel yayin, keneged arba lashoynes shel geula, and mitzad sheni it steht keneged the dalet koises, if paroi, if saramashkim. Stam, I want to explain. Stam, Sharam Ashkim, Stam, Mechutin. You know, maybe you eat four breads because Sarah Oifim had a basket full with breads. Mefoshim explained, Yerushalmi, that the Geula really started in the dream of the Sarah Mashkim. Because Yosef told him that you will go to serve to Paroi. He told Paroi, Yosef is in the boil. And Bemele Yosef became the king, and Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim, and the man of Klal Yisrael after went out of Mitzrayim. But the Hishtalsh of the Sadvorim, not a fault. It's Tchila Sageula, I, the Maisi, we went into the Shibuda, but it's the Geula for Yosef. Kilo, the Sforim state that Yosef had an Isoyan from the Taive, from Reishas Poitifa, this is the Zuam of Mitzrayim, and Yosef passed it. Yosef was in the jail, and he came out of the jail. All of that was Kilo mini Mitzrayim, and then the Shibud wasn't big. The Ovis really make the path for us, and then we go through. He has an Isoyan of the Tuma. Chazal said, Mus Oviv Nias Loi Bechaloin. Ot, 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 he almost fell. And the last minute, Mus Oviv Nias Loi Bechaloin. Vim Lakadosh Baruch Hu Geolono, Yin Anachnu, stayed here. The same thing, Klal Yisrael. And the same thing, he was in jail, physically. And he also was out of the jail. So he was in a longer time, Ruch Nizdik, in a smaller time jail, the same thing, Klal Yisrael. This is the goal. So, Bemele, this is the Meramis, as I said, it's for him, the Oime Keinim from Yerushalmi. But before the Tzastir, if I take the Chemda, all the Lefoshim, Mitzad Echol, you say, Keneged Abba Lashen Yishil Geula, and Mitzad Echol, you're saying, it's Keneged, the Abba Kaisis, Shil Saramashki. So it's different as Beirim, different Cheshboinus, and the Mefoshim to Miyashevit. Shil Mazaman Oyerbach would say, Alemol, he would say, for sure, the Arba L'Sheinah Shel Geula, this is it, we do the Zeichel El-Aseidah, the Arba L'Sheinah Shel Geula. But he says, we could have done four apples, Klal Yisrael Nimshal L'Tapuach. We could have done four egoizim, Ginas Egoiz Yoradeti. Why we choose to do wine? Why we decided to do wine? The reason we decided to do wine, and we choose the wine was, because the Saramashkim, the Geula also started with wine, so we decided to choose wine connected these Arba Kaisis. Shemazal was Maisif and he was Masbir, and that's what I want to get to in a second, that it's not Stam they took wine. It's that everything, a person of Moshe likes chocolate. You could eat one bar, two bars, 10 bars, 20 bars. Person likes a pizza, one pie, two pies, five pies, 10 pies. There's a limit. The only thing is that you like, and when you drink you want more, is wine. The shikr tries to get more wild to get wine, and the more he shikr, he tries to get more and more wine. The more you're addicted to the wine, you don't stop. This is the Metzius. It says, Ruchnius is nimshal leyayin, and Teire is nimshal leyayin. And Kirvas Hashem is the opposite from the ganze Welt. I see you see it allemal ben azmanim. The guys that learn the holzman want to learn ben azmanim. I would say punk fakert. The guy that learn the holzman will rest ben azmanim. The guy that battled during this man, chot you will learn epes ben azmanim. Aber se nisht azeh. The guy that davens and his elach wants to daven more, wants to learn more, wants to grow more. This is the mitzias. The more that a person does, the more that he wants to do. This is Ruchnius, this is the Geula. Kirvas Hashem will come, the Geula will come, that will be Zayt, that will be Sofea. We will want more and more and more. So the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe ken bnei Yisrael, v'leishomu el Moshe mikoytzer ruach me'avoid hakoshem. And Hashem sends Moshe, Vayidaber Moshe, Hey bnei Yisrael, leishomu elai, ve'eich ishmaein iparoi v'ani aral sfosai. I can't go. And the Gemara says, Zehu echod mikal v'choymer shebateira. It's the first kal v'choymer in the Torah. Moshe says, a kal v'choymer. Hey bnei Yisrael, lo yishomu elai, ve'eich yishmaini paroi, v'ani aral sfosai. And the ganze Welt ishtals on the kasha. The Pasuk said, Hey bnei Yisrael, lo yishomu el Moshe, mikoytze ruach u'me'avoid ha'kosho. V'ayim ha'moshe el Hashem, Hey bnei Yisrael, lo yishomu elai, ve'eich yishmaini paroi. But we have an answer. We have an answer. Klal Yisrael didn't listen. Mikoytzer ruach me'avoid hakosho. The first kal v'chomer in Teira. This is doing Mefoshim's kasha. So Rebbe Shover has a pilpul. Rebbe Hershel. He says that Moshe Pauri was not Meshabet Shevet Levi. Why he was not Meshabet Shevet Levi? Because he knew Nisaber Yerushalayim Zoicha V'roya Becherbono. שאין המסעה בירושלים, אין הזכה ורואה במיוניונו. נויצרתנו יויכל פיריו. This is the כלל. The person that suffers, he's the one that in the end, הזכה. ומילא, he knew that the money has to be from שבט לוי. So he said, לכו בעץ, I will not be משבדם. ומילא, he will not be זכה to make the גאולה. So he says, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what the Pasuk means. Moshe didn't work. Moshe, you can't be the manik. Doesn't make sense. And Moshe said, Pali also knows that. What is the answer? Vayar besivloisom, Chazal say. Moshe went and he felt ki'ilu he's working. Moshe didn't not care. You're right, they were not meshabed him. But Vayar besivloisom, the Pasuk tells us the whole Seder, Moshe Rabbeinu gitrog in the ganze oil. Moshe was mach le'atzmo, he felt ki'ilu he's doing it. Rosh Olam v'saker ha'echo. The Mitzrayim are hitting everyone, the Noigesh was hitting the Yid, he killed him. The Noigeshim are killing the whole time Yidin. He couldn't stand it, he killed him. The angel, he was based on Nefesh. No one did such a thing. You see, Pari wanted to kill him. No one started up with the Noigeshim. Moshe was based on Nefesh, and he really had to run away because he mamish felt. This is the real answer. And the male Moshe did have the Koytzer Ruach of Avayda Kosha. But it's too much shakti that I want to say. One nice and one I really want that we'll learn out from. The Welt says like this, that Avada Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Koytzer Ruach Me'Avoda Kosha. Aber Punkt verkehrt. So when a person, Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous word of Chaim Shmulevitz, brings down the Oruch and Gemara in Ksuvis, around Ein Hei, Zayin maybe Dalton, the Gemara brings down that the Oruch stayed that Rav Ulush knew the language of the birds. Why? The Gemara says a story that he was in jail and a bird, a oyrev, came and it was cracking. So he asked the guy that was with him what the oyrev is saying. He said, the oyrev says, Ulush brach, Ulush brach. He said, oyrev lies. Then another oyrev came, was quacking. So the bird said, Ulush brach, Ulush brach. The oyrev lies. After it came a yoyna, and the Yoyna is also making noise. He asked the guy, Zakter, Ulish Brach. He said, no, Am Yisrael nim shal Yoyna. He got up, Am Yisrael was sleeping, and he left the jail. Zakter, oh, mikan that Rav Ulish know the language of the birds. Fakim Chaim Shulayitz, mikan that he didn't know. He had to ask the guy what the bird is saying. Zakter, what, you think he trusts the guy? We don't trust the Ayah, we trust. The guy is telling him. The Torah says, he heard also to run away. But when a person is in jail, he wants to hear. A person hears what he wants to hear. So he was scared that he hears Ulish Brach because he wants to hear it. They say when someone is thirsty, you know, that he sees water. There's a word from it in English, Vesach Nish. I mean, you see water all over. When you're very, very thirsty, you can see the water. Vemele, he said, you're right. Chnaras Masayim, you're right. But Klal Yisrael, they have to want to hear it. Pari doesn't want to hear it. Power doesn't want to hear it. So the man doesn't think of a choymer. You're right. Mikoy tzuruach ma'avoy lekosha. But that's the reason that they could hear. And even so, while they don't, they can't. Why is it I'm so not close? So a person that doesn't want to hear it, I'm a fault. It's not. It's a gishmak yavod. I'm a fault. It's not. The post says, "V'lo yishom v'yisrael mikoy tzuruach ma'avoy lekosha." So my shver brings over a vault. What is the pshat mikoytzer ruach me'avoda kosha? Rashi says because the koishi of the shibud, they didn't hear. They were told, and be'etzem they want to leave. They were excited to leave. They had to be very excited, but the koishi of the shibud was so much on them that they couldn't make him live. They couldn't make him live. He brings down Rabbi Yehuda. Brings down Rabbi Yehuda. Lashon Rambam. לא באוויר שלא יאמינו בהשם ונביא, רק שלא יתו אוזנו לדבור מכל יצר רוח. כעודם שתקצר נפשי בעמולו, לא ירצה לי ישרוגו בצערו, מדי דוי, שירבח לו אחרי כן. קיצר רוח ופחדום של יגן פארי בחרב, כאשר אמרו השייטרים אל מוישה ואבוי לכושר, והדויכן שנוגשים עוצים בהם ולא ייתנו לשמוע דובו ולחשב. They couldn't hear. And stam, זה גאל המול. You know who Eitzer it was? It was a פארי דיקה Eitzer. תיך בדה אבוידו על האנושים ולא ישו בדיק בשוקר. פארי said, I'll make them so busy, they will not have time. Someone is so busy, so torud, so avoid the kosher, he can't think. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, we got to Mitzrayim. They couldn't think. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, but they power will also not listen. What is the Shaykhs? Power is a king. The Rabbi Yehine brings down in Shar Aleph, Hataiva nesuno beleva odom shoyrish kol ha-peulos. Lochen imitaken ha-taivas, ותחס אשר כל העבורים ישור סונדטייבס עם מושך אחר השכל ואילו אלו וישתחבו לוי וזהו יושר פה אלוי. זוג דבין אלוהיתים אבדם שטייט אין לך בן חוירים אלו מי שעוסק בתוירו. A person, there's a lot of פסוקים. The Pesuk says, יוידים הראשויים שימוסו, אבל יצרום חויפף עליהם לימום ככסל. The Rishoyim have taivis, like the Rabbi Yehine, and the taivis don't let them to listen straight. The same way a person that is working hard doesn't have time to be misyashev bedaitoi, to feel that he's coming a geula, a rosho, the taivis don't let him to listen to his seichel to oyved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tainted to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's harder to win the Taivas HaYetzer from the Taivas the Avodah Kosher. The Avodah Kosher makes a person not to hear that I want to go out of Mitzrayim, that it makes sense. Paroi, that is a Rosho, will also not hear it. It's a Kal V'chomer. The Shibut to Taivas HaGuf is greater from the shibut to taivas. I'm sorry, shibut to taivas and nefesh is bigger from shibut to taivas and guf. This is the Kal V'chomer. Klal Yisrael have shibut and guf, so they can't see things straight. Power that has taivas and nefesh also can't hear it straight. The Hainu, what Moshe was tiny? It doesn't make sense. I'm coming to the Garden of Mitzrayim. Ma pitom shi yaminu li. So, echzog epes. If shibut and guf covers it, that you can't see it, shibut and taivas will also. What breaks the Shibud HaTaiva? Ein lecho b'choyrim elo misho isek b'toyro. A person, a lot of times, he can't learn, he can't manage, things are not going, he's sigeit nisht. If he will sit and learn kwe shetzorich, he becomes a b'choyrim. Then he will understand, then he will manage, then things will be clear to him. Everything will move ahead. Everything will move weiter. Everything will move weiter. If it will be Elohim ben Choyim, will be Shoysing Bateiro. Semel doesn't take Kal V'chomer from Moshe Rabbeinu. But it doesn't make Koi Tzeruach from Avoy Dekosho. And he's Meshubet to his Taivis. So when he's Meshubet to his Taivis, the Taivis are a bigger block. The Taivis are a bigger block. To listen to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam from Shimon HaGuf. באמת דברים אמורים. Person sometimes thinks, בסדר. צריך רבין יעין, if a person will not be אין לך בן חוירים. What is אין לך בן חוירים אלא מי שעיסק בתאירו? תעשי בן בעצם, אז אין לך בן חוירים. אז אין לכלל ישראל המשוע בודים. And when you משום, but you can't hear דבר השם. ולא ישמו בני ישראל. If you're not עיסק בתאירו, you משום את הטיים הזה גוף. צריך רבין יעין. And the seichel can hear straight. He can see straight. So Moshe Rabbeinu could tell the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if Klal Yisrael don't believe me, there's no chance Pari will believe me. It's harder to believe when you fall with Taiva than to believe when you fall with Avodah Kosher. This is the amount of Shibud HaGuf. לושן גמור על שבס, רשויים יוינים שדרקום למיסה, רק יש להם חלב על כיסלו. הגמור עושה, אז רשויים אינם ברשוס עצמו. לושן הרמב"ם מביזר פירוש המשנייס, אנושים אשר הולכו אחר יצרום ויצרום שיעבדו. It's a shibut. This is a real קל וחומר. It's a real קל וחומר. But Moshe Rabbeinu Tainis, it's a real קל וחומר. Go weiter. Well, maybe a little bit first, when we sasek a little bit the demakis, then we'll go back. Chazal says a famous word, they asked Reb Chaim. Maybe that Allah will have a kash on it, but that is not from Reb Chaim, so let's say it over. That is a halacha that a kishuf only keeps for 7 days. So Moshe came with a stick, and he put down the stick, became a snake, so all the chartumim did it. So Moshe's one ate up all the snakes. But they claim Be'etzim Kshofim at the Balachis in Mitzrayim. Everyone does magics here. So we think Alamol, the Moifsim, Parips, Azar, Roshim, Rusha. Hashem made Moifsim. Mitzrayim was forever was doing Moifsim and Parip. Moshe was doing better ones. The Mazim in Mitzrayim was Moifsim. So the Chaim Gifrei Kishuf only could keep for 7 days. So why they didn't tell Moshe, okay, leave the snake here 7 days. We'll see if it stays more from 7 days or not. As if he reflected Reb Chaim when he was a kid. So Reb Chaim said, because there were choshesh, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu took a snake, turned it to a stick, and he came there and he turned it back to be a snake. And then it will stay for 7 days. This Mishni Kash, okay, make 8 days snake, 8 days stick. There's no time. But a minute, this is what Chaim answered. So tell him to leave the snake for more from 7 days. When he shoved, maybe it was a snake, he bought a stick, and he turned it to be a snake. I want to say a dvar chidush. I know it's not the way we learned till now. But the daskenim, I couldn't find a chumash of daskenim. But the daskenim from Balei HaTosfos learns like this pshat. We know it was Makas Dam. What happened in Makas Dam? So we learned in Cheder that the water became blood. So the pasuk says like this: "Vayem Hashem el Moshe emor el Aaron et hayotcha b'Mitzrayim v'oyot dam b'chol eretz Mitzrayim v'yorem v'yasken Moshe v'Aaron kasher tzivu Hashem v'yom v'yach b'mateyu v'yafach kol adam asher b'yor ledom והדוג אשר ביואיר מייסו ואיב אשר יואיר ולא יוכלו מצרים לישתיס מים מן היואיר. Again, look inside פסוק חוף and חוף א'. ויעסקן מוישה ואהרן כאשר ציבו השם ויחס המים אשר ביואיר ויפחו כל המים אשר ביואיר לדום והדוג אשר ביואיר מייסו ואיב אשר יואיר ולא יוכלו מצרים לישתיס מים מן היואיר ויהי אדם בכל ארץ מצרים. So what happened? It turned to blood. I read the pasuk, the targumet. It became blood. All the water, all the fish died, smelled, and Mitzrayim cannot drink. Why Mitzrayim didn't manage to drink the water? Because it became blood. So the pasuk had to say, "Vayachis amayim asher bayor, v'lo yuchlu lishtis mayim," and then "Vaydog asher bayor meisov, v'yiv asher yor." And stam on the zach and it smelled, big deal. Such a bad smell. It was a makir of smell. I remember when we were kids. You know, it says every makir loko chamishi makas. So but the Seder, everyone had to find out how much makas you have in every makir. So I remember it was, there's no fish, it was a smell. Like a list what happened in every makir. You have to have chamishi makas. So when we were kids, this one we were busy, Lala Seder, you know, the makas. Then my time chamishi. The Das Kenim Tainas, the water became red. But they were not in the nature of blood, really. I said, the water was really blood? What happened to the water? It became blood? Moshe, the Yidden drank, ask the question different. The Yidden drank it. So for the Yidden, it was water. Right? For the fish, what it was? Water or blood? The fish made by Yidden, or the fish are Mitzrim? I mean, a Jewish person had an aquarium in his house with fish. What happened? They died? Maybe it was water. The Nihilism. So the das kainim learned the water turned red. They didn't turn blood. Red. Even if it became blood, but they were not real blood. B'meile, b'etzem, this is the way he learns, the fish didn't have to die. It was a special punishment that the fish died. And after the fish died, the water smelled. And because it smelled, they couldn't drink it. B'meile, he says that Mitzrayim, v'yachburu kol Mitzrayim sviv esayor ma'im lishtois. They dug water all different places. And in the other places, it also came red. But there was no smell. And they drank. As they learned the Das Kainim. The Pasuk says, "Vayachbu kol Mitzrayim sviv esayor ma'im lishtois kol yichlu lishtois ma'im yimei yoel." Every water, Chazal said that all over became red. Every water became red. How much water? Now they needed more water to drink. So normally it came from the Nile. Now it didn't come. So they dug. And they had new fresh water. It's a mechudosh de kepshat. More mistaba to learn, al derechem, but not mamish. The hainu, avadet became bloodish. Aber, you could drink blood also. It's one of Shiva Mashkin. It's about the shakts. The Mitzrim could drink blood. Aber, while it became blood, so the fish died, so it became smelly, so you couldn't drink. So all of Mitzrayim was blood. It was real blood. But they drank Ichi blood. They drank from the. It's terrible, but they drank it. It's terrible. From the oil they couldn't drink because Vayivash, the water became so spoiled from the fish, the man they couldn't drink it. But the shaila is Be'etzem, what was their cheshbon to dig to find more water? It's maybe about, so you say it from Rebel Pavalsky. What they would dig, Chazal said that every water all over Mitzrayim became red. So they would dig. So if we're saying that Velayuchlu Lishtos Ma'im Min Hayoach, it's Meduik in the Pasuk Zogta. Velayuchlu Lishtos Ma'im Min Hayoach. Vahi Adam Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. Vahi Adam Bechol Eretz Mitzrayim. Aber Velayuchlu Lishtos Ma'im Sigvei Min Hayoach. From different places could be they would manage to drink. We'll see about maybe Rebbe Abovazki has another Hesber in all the Makis. We'll say a different story. Maybe we'll answer this Shiloh also. And Yonis ibn Uzziel, it's mashmah not like that. They didn't drink blood, and they dug because they were hoping that water would be clear and not red. Feel the Askanian, they knew it would be red, but it wouldn't be without a smell. Rebel Povalsky has a mahalach, we see it about in other makas. He wants to tell you that only in the first day these things happened. There was a change from water to blood in the first day. Lo yitzur l'mashal, water would be import. From a different country, that water will not become red. But the question is, Be'etzem, from where power had water to drink? This is the best of the question. Chazal said, if you took from the yidden, became blood also. Only if you paid. What's the power paid for the yidden? Nish mistaba. Aber if it ask any, he drank red, he drank blood. Abiv it didn't smell, he could have drunk it. Then the pasuk says, Tzfardea. והעל על הצפרדאי, ויד ארון המבטל הצפרדאה ותחסס את ארץ מצרים. So Chazal say, it was one צפרדאה that went up. She was making a lot of noise and they were hitting her. And every clap, thousands of thousands of little צפרדאים came out. So the stipler would say, Alamol, what was the point here? The stipler would say, so בעצם, if they would not be angry, they would control themselves, nothing would happen. Because they hit it, the market. And every time that they hit more, the market became bigger. And they filled up Mitzrayim with their clapping at that tzfardeah. So the person a lot of times in life, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a tichechas musar, instead of him mekabel the musar, he hits the musar. He doesn't behave good. And he causes himself to suffer more and more and more. He doesn't control himself. As a market, Hashem showed Mitzrayim, you bringing the market on yourself. You market yourself. You bring the market on yourself. You're causing the market to happen to you. By your kas, by your not shorter than yourself, you're making this market to become a big market. You're causing the market to become a market. This is batal tzfardeah. Then it says, ויעש השם כדבר מוישה ויומוסו הצפרדי מן הבתים מן החצריוס ומן הסודס. So it's very shvei. In the first pasuk it says that the tzfardeya will come. Vatar tzfardeya. ושור הצייו ובואו בביסכו, בחד משקופכו, על מיטוסכו, בבס עבודכו, בעמכו, בתנורכו, משור יסכו. When it left it says that they died from the house, the chatzeres and the sodas. What happened to the ones in the ovens? So as mevur in the sforim, that valde were moisir nefesh to go into the ovens. So when the makke finished, all of these are the ones that flew into the yoyer and they stayed in the yoyer, and was not nigzer on them misse, because they were moisir nefesh. Then the pasuk goes weiter. And it's two makas. It's makas devil. And then we have makas borot. And both of these makas state that only the ones that are in the soda will die. So the pasuk says as a hineni mamtrik esmocho borot kovet b'chol arzecho asher lo yo kamoyu b'mitzrayim l'minayim v'vosto v'adato shlacho ezes b'knoscho v'skol asher lecho b'sode hayores dvar Hashem me'avdi paroi heinis es avodo v'es mikneyu el abati asher lo yisom libo yo dvar Hashem v'yaz es avodo v'es mikneyu v'sode they die. Frek de Welt, Reb Chaim, the Masas HaMelech brings his kasha. Doesn't stop. And Marcus Dever also, he said, the ones that are in the soda will die. The ones that are in the house will not die. And this will happen. Now, a bullet comes, Moshe Rabbeinu says, everything outside will get hit. Inside the house, Hayores Dvar Hashem, put the ones inside. Chazal say later, Toiv Shebe Mitzrim Aroik. Because only was left, who had animals left? Only the Dvar Hashem. And who's sus paro yirich beparosh of Yorah Bayom? How they had susim to run after Klal Yisrael was from the susim of the Yorah Dvar Hashem. So the Gemara, toiv shebe Mitzrim aroik. Toiv shebe roif from the Gehenem. That's not Chazal. Chazal said, toiv shebe Mitzrim aroik, because all the Yorah Dvar Hashem left the horses outside, they died. Kol Yorah Dvar Hashem put the susim inside, and later when they're chasing after Klal Yisrael, who is riding the horses? The Yorah Dvar Hashem. So he's a tzaddik. Even so, and then he ran after him. A tzaddik. Smart person. It's normal. They said devil. You see in devil. Also, a lot of people left outside, everyone died. The people that were smart left inside. There's no Dvar Hashem. Comes Borot. The same smart people take the chance again. Listen, last time, all the people that didn't listen died. If you're inside, you stay. Hameshuge. ושהוא נורמלי, הכניס הביסו. זוג למעשה המלך הגבל בגבור. עד הזוג לב בשם רב חיים. They said it to Nuscho. So maybe I'll say it first in the shower fellowship, then I'll say it in the Mirah Nusach. The world is like this. How big you think that we could put all the sheep, thousands of sheep? How much place? You have any dear place for sheep? The Teretz is, they made Tzuras HaPesach with Lovud, had a din bais, and the Borah didn't go in. But this you have to be a really Yarad Var Hashem to believe that the Borod will go to feed the Lovut. As Reb Chaim Gizok. Chaim said that the houses were Lovutic houses. Tzuras HaPesach, couple strings, and Mamela, the Borod didn't go in. Mashengim B'Dever, B'Dever makes sense. I'm not supposed to stick more on Shafkait. It's been in Seb Masa Melech as well, but on Shafkait. The Borod was big stones. The Gemara says, the Gemara calls it after the Avne Al Govish. Shas the Milchaman, it's crying of Yeshua. It was big pieces of ice with fire. Devil, Moshe Rabbeinu said, is a devil outside. The iron will be a disease inside the house, it will not be. So they went into the houses. On love with the houses now. Borod was falling down. The chances that will not break the house didn't make sense. That chance didn't make sense. Will be masked by the whole Yisrael of the Makkas. All of them knew that Moshe Rabbeinu is a witch, the black witch. I mean, he does things, but this was no argument that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it. He said, "Dance for that, kini more of that." It happened. It's not Dvar Hashem. He's a mechashev. He's a mechashev, but he's killing. He's doing. So they thought he's super. He's stronger from them. But he could take down Borod. He has the ways to pull down the Borod. But the control that the Borod will not break the houses, this had to be be'etzem the emun and the ribayin shelo. So endeavor that it makes sense. Endeavor that it makes sense. Take. So, einachanami. Endeavor that it makes sense. Einachanami. B'meile Moshe Rabbeinu. So take the earth to come to Yoreh Dvar Hashem. A normal man also will do it. Masha'inkin. A person that doesn't believe in it, and both, it had to be a hard market, but maybe it's different. Rebel Povarsky, I forgot the shame who, he said he had a lot of rice in Psukim. He claimed like this, that if at the beginning of the Mako, the animals were inside the house, they could left after a minute and nothing would happen to them. You didn't have to be 7 days in jail in the house. The chalois was nikva b'shas tchilas amaka. So everyone put in the sheep inside, and then they send them out to the boat, and they went in between the stones. Nothing happened. This really had to be a Yoreh Dvar Hashem. The Yoreh Dvar Hashem was just to put it for the first minute. In the first minute, if they went inside in the first minute, b'mele nothing happened. B'mele nothing happened. Now the Mefarshim says it's interesting. In Sfardea, it says, I'm sorry, in Bod it says, ויאמר אבל מוישה בצייסי הסעיר אפרש אסקפה אל השם הכל יסחדולון והבור עוד לא יהיה עוד בצייסי הסעיר אפרש אסקפה אל השם הכל יסחדולו והבור עוד לא יהיה עוד So the child is, why בצייסי מן העיר? Why בצייסי מן העיר? He would out צייסי מן העיר. Why בצייסי מן העיר? So don't know מפורשים, because you're not allowed to daven, and the עיר שיש בה ודזור, you're not allowed to daven. In the Yishu Yeshua Abedazor, you're not allowed to daven. You have to go out. If you're in the Yishu Yeshua Abedazor, if the place is full of Abedazor, you're not allowed to daven. What is the shiur of the ear? But Yishu Yeshua Abedazor. So the shaila is, so what happened till now? Punk now Moshe's Betzaisim in the Yishu Yeshua Abedazor. What happened till now? Till now was also Abedazor inside. So the verse is a gewaltig word. What was Abedazor in Mitzrayim? What is happening in Mitzrayim? The sheep. Right? Pari told Moirim, you know, Yosef told the brothers, you know, it's Kisev is Mitzrayim, Kol Roi Yatzayim. So Alamol the Tzayim was outside. Like else, you have to daven inside the city. But in Borod, Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Mitzrayim brought inside the animals. So when Daven Zohar was inside the city, so Moshe had to go out of the city to daven. And all the markets, the fakir, the tzur was outside in the sode. So Moshe davened inside the year. But in this market, it's fakir. As a vote that Reb Chaim would say, Alemol, Chazal say that Moshe ve'Aaron shkulim him. That's another vote that says in the pasuk, in the beginning of the parsha, it's the mashal in the word that we said regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aharon ve'yitzav bnei Yisrael ve'parim el Mitzrayim lo yitzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. And the pasuk before it says, Hu Aharon ve'Moshe asher omar lehem Hashem yitzi es bnei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. הם המדברים אל פרי מלך מצרים הוא מוישה ואהרון הוא מוישה ואהרון so it says הוא אהרון ומוישה אשר אומר להם השם הציעו את בני ישראל ממצרים הוא מוישה ואהרון מלמד ששקולים הם מלמד ששקולים הם once it says אהרון ומוישה מוישה ואהרון חיים says it's למעשה מדויק because the one that was מויצי was מוישה the one that spoke was אהרון So when it speaks about talking, it says Moshe before Aaron. When it says about taking out, it says Aaron before Moshe. The Gemara says in Kibud Avaim, it says Aim before, for Kibud it says Avaim. For Moshe it says Aim Ve'av. Because what is Fakel, the Torah is Mavish. But the Pasuk says, Eile Roshe B'Yisir Aves, Bnei Reuven B'Chor Yisroel, Chanoich Paluch Hatzroin, Bnei Shimon, Yimuel, Yamin V'Oyad. Ve'eile Shmois Bnei Levi L'Toldoisam, Gershon Ma'os U'Merori. Why Levi is a different Akdome? Ve'eile Shmois Bnei Levi, Ubnei Shimon, Yimuel V'Yomen, Ubnei Reuven B'Chor Yisroel, Chanoich V'Falu. So it says, Bnei Reuven, Chanoich V'Falu, Bnei Shimon, Yimuel V'Yomen, Ve'eile Shmois Bnei Levi. So the Mephoshim say that Gershon, Levi, gave the names Keneged the Shibud. These are the names of Bnei Levi, Keneged the Shibud. Gershon, Ger Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Kehos, Shekonu Shineim Shel Yisroel Mina Avoido, Merori Hashem Amerirus. Zeh Shteit Mechazar. Why you think? What's the pshat? Put Levi decided to give names? Gershom, Gerim Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Kehos, Kohu Sheneim Shel Yisroel Min HaAvoida, Merori Al Shem HaMerirus. But this is what Be'etzem we said. Because Be'etzem, Kol HaMisa Yerushalayim Zeiche V'Roye Be'Vinyona. So Levi knew that he's not going to be Mishtabed. So already in the names, he put that we are Meshubet Keneged HaShivut. Shteit in Sforim, that an eitzah for a person not to suffer in life, every person has his nisyonos. If a person tells tzu when someone else is suffering, he puts himself to be noisa ba'oil, to get the oil of the other person, he could be mechaper. A person could say this matter, she feels bad for the other person. You know, it's a problem, doesn't have a room, doesn't have a cheder, doesn't have a food, doesn't have where to go for Shabbos. He's noisa ba'oil. It takes off of his Yisurim. So Levi knew that. So Eile Shmois Bnei Levi. Gershon Kehosu Merori, he put him on Shem the Shibud. So this was the mistake of Pari. Pari taught Taki Bnei Levi, Val, they're not Meshubet, they will not be Yotzim in Mitzrayim. So Bnei Levi were talking about Meshubet. Oh, but they took on the oil. They shtelted the oil of Mitzrayim. And Mele, there was Zeich Taki to be Chalek from the Shibud, from the Geula.
Why it had to be red?